pray that you would bless Raj as he shares with us, and that we would learn from him and be encouraged and challenged too by what he says. In Jesus' name, Amen.
Thank you, Pastor Bill.
Do you want this or mine?
Fine, I should be okay. Right. Thank you. Good morning, people of God. They say, blessed are they that speak or preach short sermons, for they shall be invited again. Well, the last time I spoke was 4 years ago. It's taken me 4 years to come back again over here. Well, it's really an humbling experience for me this morning to be with the family and church. I'm quite emotional about it because it's been almost 4 years since I've last been, and this has been my home away from home, and I've enjoyed being in Christchurch, and I've loved working over here, and I've been very fortunate to have some very good relationships which has been built over here, and people have been so very kind and generous and gracious, and if not for you, I won't be here this morning, and if not for you all, I won't be in India what I'm doing. So I just want to say a big thank you as I start, and I just want to share this morning about what the Fisherman Trust has been doing. I almost make a joke, the Fisherman Trust is a bit fishy at the moment, but you know, God is sorting us out, and I'll just share in terms of the work, what I've been doing and things. Most of you all know that last time when I was here, 4 years ago, I just had come in and I had some amazing stories of how God answered prayers and how God did things. And one of those stories was about me getting some tents from Glastonbury. And the people did say that they're going to get those tents from Glastonbury, and we did get them, and it arrived in India. And of course, when it arrived in India, it was another story. Because the people at the airport, they made a big fuss about it. But thankfully, we did get those tents. But that has been just a one-off incident in terms of what the Lord has been doing. Many, many things through the Fisherman Trust. When we started with nothing almost. We just had a small little building which was given to me by one of my church members saying that I could use it as an office for free of cost. And I've been using it for the last 3 years, 3.5 years now. And it was just a plain building with nothing. So now we have a lot of tables and bench and laptops which were being given. You wouldn't believe people came into the office and we said, you know what, we've been praying for a computer. And at that point of time, I just had a little bit of money to buy some furnitures which some friends of mine had given. And I had one laptop and I needed to have another computer for one of the guys to work. And there was a girl who came in and she just said, when I was just saying her the story, she said, you know what, Raj, God is just telling me to give my laptop to you. And she just gave her a laptop and she went. And I have loads of stories like that. But as we started with nothing. But now we have 3 full-time staff, including me, it's 4. I have Nandu. Nandu is he's my right-hand guy. He is the outdoor instructor. And I have Dinesh. Dinesh is more of a guy who fixes things, and he's also an outdoor instructor. And I have even Sangeeta. Sangeeta has also joined us recently, and she's been with me for the last 5 months now. That's the present situation in terms of staffing and things, and including myself, we are 4 of us. What we have been doing this last few years has been, we've been doing a lot of camps with young people. The Fisherman Trust had 4 different projects to start with. One was to do with the adventure camp. The second one was to do with the drop-in center. The third one was to train people in youth work. And the fourth one was to come alongside people. But we were only able to do the adventure camps well, and that's what is running on well, because the drop-in center needed a lot of finances to come in. We were not able to raise any funds for the drop-in center. So at the moment, it's just sitting down over there, a lack of funds, because it needs to have a lot of money to start off with, and then it could serve people over there. India has 1 billion people, 1.2 billion people. As I said last time, 70% of the Indian population is below the age of 35, and 50% of the population is below the age of 25. And just imagine in a country which is just buzzing with a lot of noise, and actually we have room for everything in India. The cows, the cats, the dogs, everything is on the roads. So So it's quite a challenging thing. So 2 years ago, Pastor Bill had come with Sam to visit me, and it was really an encouragement. It was just like my family coming back from England and just being with there to support me and to see the work which was going on over there. So that brought in a lot of hope and a lot of just a lot of connections, and just was so I was very happy to see him, and it has been a massive, massive encouragement. But there have been a lot of people in Christchurch, and if I have to mention names, I think I'll be going up till one this afternoon, because you have made such a huge difference, in, not just in my life, but also in India. In a country there's been no adventure camps at all whatsoever. To have something to start off and to give an opportunity for young people to come to know the Lord through adventure camps is quite an amazing thing. And over the years we have reached at least about 2,200 kids who have come and used our camps. So I'm based in Bangalore, but I've been also doing camps for all around the cities, all around the other states of India, basically from South Indian states. So we have people coming from Chennai, people coming from Kerala, people coming from Andhra Pradesh. So it's different states coming in and doing camps. So these kids mainly are from a bit of underprivileged background. Some kids are from the slums. Some children come from the schools, from colleges, and from every walks of life. And we provide an opportunity for them to experience God in the outdoors. And that's the work which has been going on well. Last year I did a camp for an orphanage children. And there were about 50 kids who had come. And I had taken them about roughly around 7 hours journey to go and reach this campsite. And all these kids come from a very humbling background, though. In one of those camps, I was just sharing, in one of the nights, we had a campfire and I just asked them a question, what does Jesus mean to you? And it was really, really amazing what the children had to say. They said, Jesus means he's my father, my mother, my uncle, he's my auntie, he's my elder brother. And I was just sitting there and wondering, these young lives have no parents, and yet Jesus means so much to them. And I was really nervous about it, because this is the first time I've taken kids who are that young. And we took them to this place in Avalanche in Ooty, and they have to trek inside, and it was a long journey in. But the youngest one was two years old, and the oldest one was 13 years old. So it was a big ratio and things. So this young girl, she just sat on my shoulders. So we just walked into the campsite and things. But it was just great to provide an opportunity. Just this last year, I did a camp for girls who are from a school, who are just all teenagers. There were about 80 of them. That was quite a hard challenge, because all the girls do make a lot of noise. But what an amazing opportunity for them even to hear the gospel. They come from a Catholic school, but the loads of Muslims as well as Hindus and different faiths, young people were there. And they were just leaving their high school and going into what we call as it's 11th standard, so I think it's a year. Yes, education. So this, we're kind of going into A plus or the 11th grade and things like that. So just kind of leaving school and going into college, so to speak. And for that, it was a very important time of their lives to kind of see, because once they go into college in uni, they're just out there spreading their wings and kind of flying away and things. So it was an amazing time which we had with them. And I shared the gospel. I said, in all your walks of life, don't forget God. In all your ambition and all your pursuit for education and all the other things, don't forget God. And it was such an amazing time which we had. But 80 girls over there, and having an opportunity to hear the gospel was just quite an amazing thing. I could go on saying stories after stories. I wish we could play a small video. I don't know if it's possible. I think the technical thing, it's going to work on over there. But let me just share another few more things in terms of the trust in itself. As you know, it's been 4 years since we've been starting, and we've been going and things. This has happened. That's great. So if you could, yes, and if you could just play the TFT purpose, that will be great. I'm sure you guys are getting bored of me speaking, so you listen to the video, and then I'll come back with it. No, the next one, TFT purpose, the one bottom. Technologies, you can get lost with it. Mm. not the one. This is not the one, sorry. No? There's loads of videos. Sorry, people. I'm just going to put this thing. Oh, another one, please. Up one, that'll be good. No, not this one. This is going to be me talking a lot. Another one. Could you just... Next one, please. Sorry, you don't want to listen to that, though. Yeah, this is the one. Thank you. North Karnataka is really a dry place. It gets about 45 degrees and everything over there is brown. The soil is good for cotton and things like that, and they have not seen anything green over there. So we got them all the way from Raichu and then we took them up for this camp. And this girl particularly over there, she was so scared of doing this abseil, and we were just talking things through her and said, you can do it, and just encouraged her and said, well, you could hold on to the rope, it won't let you down. And we talked a little bit about faith over there. Then she was a bit hesitant, and then she did it. And you wouldn't believe her face literally just blossomed. And because all her life she was growing up saying that she can't do anything, and there she was in a village and things. But now she's a teacher, and she teaches choreography for the children. Isn't it amazing that what an opportunity for that girl who comes from out of nowhere in a far off place, and for her to get that confidence and to grow and things. It's just stories like that where we have so many stories of young people's life being transformed and changed, where they get an opportunity to hear about God, but also to grow in their self-esteem. My country in particularly, it's not very great in self-esteem because we are taught right from the childhood not to do things. You do this thing, you would break it. So we kind of grow up in a fearful culture. And it's had even a huge impact on myself too. And only I think it's in England, I was kind of able to kind of handle my fears and being able to talk about people even to face to face and to look people into the eyes. And in India, not many people look to the eyes and talk. They will just shy away and things like that. As I said, just coming back to the TFT though, we have been doing a lot of camps. The camps are the ones which have been going on well. This year particularly we did about 15 camps and we're kind of growing more on that. The next phase, what's happening with the Fisherman Trust is to see how we could be more stronger in becoming more self-sustainable. So we are more focused in reaching out to the schools, and the schools will bring us some money for us so that we could support some of our projects. So while doing some of our school's work, the children will pay, and these schools are well-to-do schools, so they will come and they will use some of our leadership programs or camps where we could talk about leadership and give them the opportunity for them to grow in leadership and character and in communication skills. In that way, we will be able to get their money and support the TFT. And we're also looking for some opportunities where we could work with the corporates to provide them with some soft skill training and either in communication or team building and things. In that way, we could get enough of money to support some of our other projects, and we could run camps in a really subsidized rate and thing. The drop-in center is just kind of on the hold. I'm praying that the Lord will provide us with some money, and once that comes in, we would be able to provide service for the young people. Just 2 weeks ago, 2 weeks ago, before I could come into England, I just heard one of the young people committing suicide. He's just about, should be around 15 years of age. Didn't have no one to go and talk to. Just came home. Just went and hung himself. It was very, really sad. So there's not much of service provided for young people. So if the drop-in center does comes in, what that means is that we could open doors for young people to come and sit and talk and get advice and advocacy and just someone to just to have a counseling for them. So that's one thing which I would request you all to pray for. The other thing what I would like you all to pray for this morning is pray for a four-wheeler. I've been, Pastor Bill has seen me in Bangalore. I have a motorbike. The motorbike is great, and I have to change that motorbike because the motorbike became a bit small and the people were blaming me for it. But then I have to change that motorbike, because I had that for the last 15 years, and at some point of time I said I should literally torch it, because it would die, and again I will resurrect it, it will die, and again I will resurrect it. So I had enough of it. So then the Lord did provide me with a nice new Bullet Royal Enfield one. So I use it a lot for work. In India, without the motorbikes, it's a bit difficult. So what sometime would happen is I'll be sitting in the front and have a huge rucksack, and behind me will be Nandu, who's my right hand man. He'll be sitting and he'll be having a rucksack, and in between we would have all these archery sets or the tents, and we'll be going for 45 kilometers and things. That's sometime it is a bit of a risk over there. Please do pray for a four-wheeler. I've been in England for the last 4 weeks now, and I've been traveling around to see a lot of adventure centers and been talking to them so they could give some equipments. In England, there's a big thing going on health and safety. Because of health and safety, they won't be able to use some of their ropes, helmets and harnesses after a certain period of time. But they're still in good conditions where we could use them. So I kind of going around and collecting some helmets and ropes which are already used, but I could still be usable in India, because we don't get those helmets or ropes. And even if we do get, they're very strong. Recently I did find a guy who was selling some climbing ropes, and they were very cheap, but I asked him for a certificate saying that whether these ropes are strong enough, but he hesitant to give the certificate, so it was not really safe, I think. So I've been kind of collecting some equipments which I'm going to take back to India, I think. But please do pray for the four-wheeler. I spoke to a few churches. One of the church is in Hereford, and they support me. They've been holding on to a pot, and they've been collecting some money. And one of the money which they've been collecting is I've been using it also to pay for the office, which you got the news recently, and they paid in the deposit and thing. But I just shared with them, and after the church service, I was just standing in the corridor and just greeting people. So one lady just came running up and she said, "Raj, you must meet my husband." And she took me around to a room and she introduced me to the husband. But prior to that, in the church, I was saying that we need of a vehicle, because that church was just recently given a vehicle free of cost by someone. Someone just came in and just said, "You know, I have a van, would you like to use it free of cost?" And they've been using that van. So I said, I wish I could have that story like that to say. But anyway, this man said, "Raj, I'm a man of few words. How much money do you need to buy that vehicle?" And I was a bit hesitant to share, because it was quite a big amount. And I told him it may come up to something about 7,000 to 8,000 pounds, or maybe £10,000 or something for a new one, because the old ones and second-hand ones in India, you know, they really use them well, and they just want to put on somebody's neck over there. So he said he'll be able to give me about £5,000 for it, just straight there. And that was a huge answer to prayer, just like that. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to go back to India. I'm going to raise the 20%. In India by doing a lot of events and asking some people to give. And the other 30%, we're going to try and see how we could raise the 30%, either from from Hereford or from some of my friends around over here. So that please do pray for that another 50% to come in. And that will do a lot of good to us, because we spend a lot of money in transporting our equipments, transporting our gears, and even transporting ourselves. And it's not nice sometimes to go on the motorbike with all the rain and the equipment. It could lead and things. But before I could close, let me say a big thank you. You have enabled me to stand in India and to do things. You know, while being in England, I've been visiting the adventure centers. I've visited about 3 or 4. And there are a lot more adventure centers in England. And if Carol was just having the Youth Work magazine, and if you could just turn on the page, there are hundreds of them, or lots of them. But in India, there are hardly any. But just imagine what we could do if we do have a site, or we could do more camps for young people. Recently, in March, I did a huge conference for the guys who were interested in camping ministry, who were having some kind of a land. So I brought them together for a time of training, for a time of just to talk about camps for young people. It was great. About 8 to 9 organizations, they came together. We were all together on 40 of them. Just that we could together reach out to young people. If I, in a little corner, could reach out to a lot of young people, just imagine if all these 8 other camp centers, what they could do. They could reach out to more young people. So that was the whole issue. That was the whole challenge which I lay with them and things. And another big thanks. Recently I received a quite a big check quite a very substantial check from Christ Church, and that money has helped me to hire Sangeeta. And because of that money, we were able to pay the salary of Sangeeta, who's come in, and now we're able to self-sustain ourselves with that money and things. So you have invested in me that I could invest my life over there with the Indian young people over there. If not for y'all, we won't be doing what I'm doing at the moment. So a big, big thanks to you. And a special prayer request is that you continue to pray for the next way where we are going. We want to reach out to more young people so that we could do more things. So once I go back to India, there's a lot of things which we are going to be changing, but there's a lot of things we are going to keep adding to us so that we could be of greater use in the Lord's hand. And, you know, somebody said, India is such a huge country, how are you going to reach out and think? I think it was someone who went and spoke to Mother Teresa. And they said, Mother Teresa, you in Calcutta are doing such great work, but you know what? India is such a big country, and how are you going to reach out? It looks like you doing all this work is just like a small drop in the ocean. But Mother Teresa said, you know what? That's how oceans are formed, small drops of water. And I at the moment look like a small drop in India. But who knows, God in His own wisdom, in His own time, He'd be able to raise up more people, because the harvest is plenty, the laborers are few. And because of your support, I'm able to do. Christ Church has supported me financially. And if not for your financial support, I had to take another job, I guess. And that would be quite hard to work as well as to go and do ministry over here. So, big thank you. So, I'm finished with that.